Okay, episode 99 of AE Talk. Getting closer to 100.
Oh my god.
So, we were just saying we're gonna have something super special planned for 100. So make sure if you don't have your notifications on for whatever platform you subscribe to, make sure you turn them on in case there's a giveaway, in case it helps you to be one of the first ones to participate, and you never know what we'll give away.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, so let's move on to our topic for today.
Yes.
And what are we talking about?
We are talking about how BTS fans are not just teen girls, but they're also moms.
They're also moms. They're also
anyone else, basically.
Dads. But, they're also fanboys. They're also grandmas and grandpas and aunties and uncles and
etc.
Whatever.
Doggies.
Probably dogs too. And the whole reason we're talking about this is because I came across an InStyle magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, the headline was, BTS's growing fan base isn't just teens, it's their moms. Subhead says, BTS fans over 35 exist, and they are ready to be part of the band's story. Okay. So, without getting too specific,
guys,
we will say you are a teen.
I am a teen.
And we will say, I am your mom.
You are my mom.
And I am, my age is somewhere in the 30s range. Okay. So, I don't know. I guess I want to talk about this because
our whole podcast is
a mom and daughter. Yeah. Like, that's what we are. We're exactly this. Like, it's not just teens. It's the teens and their moms. Okay, so I will say this though. You were the first of the three of us to be a BTS stan.
Yes.
Okay.
As soon as I heard the first song, I was like, I'm gonna do some research. So that's how I got sucked in.
And so then eventually you started like pulling us into this whole BTS culture.
And I remember I'd bug you guys so much by being like, who's this in a music video or something that? Or this is their name, blah, 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 and this and that. Or doesn't he look so cool?
Right.
So.
Look, we had to like learn their names too. And you'd be like, which one is this? And we'd be like, Jin?
No! It's Jungkook!
What's this one? No,
no, that's Jin.
And even today, we were quizzing your dad. We were like trying to get him to say
their real names.
Their each member's like full name, and it was very hard for him still.
Yeah, so he only knows their stage names, and it's been like that for a while because we've never really thought about the fact that he doesn't know their real names.
Okay, so then, anyways, I got super pulled into this.
Yes.
And then. Like, right when we were, like, listening to the music together, they decided to go on tour, and we were like, oh my god.
We have to go.
So that was back in 2018, because we started
them at 2017.
Mm-hmm. So then we went to their concert in 2018. We just bought tickets again to the one that was supposed to be in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
We love all these other groups and K-pop idols now.
Course.
We love EXO, Monsta X, NCT, Seventeen, Jackson, like when they do solo stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Lay.
Mm-hmm.
I like a
bunch of girl groups. She's not too familiar with them. So
I like Red Velvet.
Red Velvet. She does. I like Mamamoo, ITZY. I'm pretty into Blackpink.
We like TEN and Taemin.
Oh my god. I love them so much.
We're probably forgetting somebody we really
love. Of course. We always do.
Anyways, we're like super deep into K-pop now. And I think that this has actually been like a really fun thing for the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it totally brought us closer.
I think so too. It's brought us closer. It gives us something to talk about. It gives us something we can enjoy together.
And like, I think it's really hard for a lot of parents to relate to their kids sometimes. Granted, like, I was already close with you, so it was kind of easier, yeah. But it allowed us to give something for us to relate
to. I always
to.
Wonder about that. I'm like, is this, it's like the whole chicken and egg thing. Like,
yeah.
Were we already close and then we loved K-pop because we were so close? Or did we become closer because we both got into K-pop? I don't know. Who knows? Who cares?
It happens.
But yes, I am a super fan. I am a mom. I have both the BTS and the ARMY stickers on my car. Yep.
And so did my dad until I got a new car.
I have BT21 stuff in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. Everyone at work knows that I'm super into BTS.
Yes.
People
you
I work
have
with,
some BTS shirts and
I
stuff.
Have shirts. I have a podcast. but let me read some of the article.
Let's just react.
So it says, one hot day last summer, 57-year-old Nan Pedruzzo, I don't know how to say her last name, hosted a backyard party for a group of women ages 26 to 57 at her home in Southern California. They swam in the pool, played games, and danced DIY t-shirts, and they spent the whole day together catching up and sharing anecdotes from their personal lives, bonding over old memories, blah, 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 blah. They took a picture, and if you glance quickly, you might miss the signs. The finger hearts, the t-shirts that read Boy with Love. This was a special kind of party. This, a group of adult women, was an online meetup, and it was taken offline. And they wouldn't have been friends had it not been for the seven-member musical group from Korea, BTS.
Oh, you know what I just thought?
What?
I just posted something on my story today that said something like disconnected by land but united by BTS or something.
For sure. So this is proof positive. And like this is a little bit different because they actually, this was probably pre-COVID and they got to hang out in person. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like BTS is so incredible because we've said it before, it transcends countries, it transcends different personalities.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
I cannot believe that. And it's so awesome because the fact that they do have seven members allows for an even bigger variety of people.
It transcends age groups. Mm-hmm. Like, some of the cutest things I've ever seen in my life are like these little
armies.
Yeah, or like these grandmas and they're like at a concert and they're just like hanging out.
Yeah.
Yes, I love that. That's great. And I think I don't know. I think BTS feels really special about that too. That they were able to like
do that.
Connect with so many different types of people. Because to be honest, and obviously there's always exceptions, but for many, many groups, like their fan base is like 90%
something.
You know, 90% teen boys age 15 to 18 or, you know, 90% whatever. BTS, I feel like
it's more even out and stuff.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Granted, there's a crap ton of girls who like them.
Teen girls and preteen girls. But yeah, they appeal to so many different people. So I love it. And I think even now, like when I tell people I'm super into BTS, maybe not now as much as I would get before, but people would be like, that's weird.
Oh my God.
You know, and they'd give me
how
looks
many
like,
times have we been, okay. has every ARMY related to being picked on at least once for liking BTS? And I just know that there was one time, if you guys remember, someone made a parody, Bad Lip Reading made a parody for Idol. Yeah. And one of the kids in my class thought that I would get really angry at it, but I'm not that like sensitive when it comes to humor. And I was like, oh my God, I freaking love that video. And he's like, wait, you actually liked it? He's like,
What did they say? Something in a pasta?
Oh yeah, you took a sample of my pasta?
Of my pasta instead of Idol. Okay.
Oh my God.
So anyways, I just think that it's great that we can all come together and like I'm at the point where if people think I'm weird, I don't even care.
Yeah.
Like that's how much
we enjoy
them. That's how much I love them. I'm like, you're not gonna take this away from me. Like I enjoy them and that's all there is to it. And I don't have to explain myself. Mm-hmm. I don't have to justify this.
I don't have to be like, well, they make me feel awesome.
Right.
This and that. I'm just gonna be like, you know what? You're missing out and that's that.
Right.
So
Or I feel like I shouldn't have to make the excuse, well, my daughter's into them.
Oh,
like, yeah. Even if I didn't have a daughter, like, I should have every right to be into whoever BTS. You want.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow, 10 minutes already? What the Dang, heck? Guys. That's crazy.
That flew by.
Okay, so, that was great. But you know what we should talk about? What? Since we're talking about ARMY.
Okay.
Let's just talk about what they're saying about ARMY and the power of ARMY.
Oh, yeah.
Because there are so many of us. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, there used to be this online cyber threat, and this article was in Forbes, okay? But there used to be this online cyber threat called Anonymous, and it basically had this huge online power where they could persuade people to do certain things like, oh, the government's doing this, everybody should, like, not spend their nickels, and then people, like, wouldn't spend their nickels, or something like that. Do you know what I mean? And I'm sure that wasn't, they never really did that.
Yeah,
but it was things similar. Like that. Yeah. So they're saying, cyber security specialists are talking about the online presence and power of ARMY because, there's so many of us, and if we unify, we cause like havoc, you know? Okay, so, like, let's think of just the times that we've, like, broken YouTube and Weverse and VLive, and just because we're all logging in at once, okay? And that's, like, an unintended consequence. Mm-hmm. That's not all of us trying to break these platforms.
It's just us getting on with, like, oh, crap.
Right. Okay, now let's think of things where we actually did come together and make a difference. So, there's times that we've donated to UNICEF. There's the time that ARMY raised $1 million for Black Lives Matter in like a day, maybe 2 days at the most. Like, who does that? Like, I'm looking and I'm thinking, so it's an election year in the United States, and I'm like, not even like the Republican and Democratic parties
can do this.
Can do that. Like,
what the heck?
Oh my gosh. So they're right. They're right to be like,
this is crazy.
This is some serious power. And I kind of thought it was so interesting because at the center of this power, granted it's ARMY, but at the center of the power, it's BTS.
Yeah.
So if BTS wanted anything,
they could be like, boom.
Boom.
It would be like, okay, let's
ARMY
get
would make
this.
It happen.
Well, that's like what happened with billboards. What if we got the chance, which Grammys were not allowed to vote. It's people inside the thing who vote for it. But I'm sure if we could, we would get them a Grammy Award. You know,
mm-hmm.
We try and do everything for them because we think that they deserve anything. You know what I mean? Because they're so awesome.
Yeah.
They're just amazing. Like, they're amazing people. They're amazing artists. Mm-hmm. Like,
and they said that they estimated... I think they said they estimated K-pop stands to be like 100 million. I think we're more than that.
I think we're more than that too.
But anyways, and then they said BTS stands account for at least half of that. So that's crazy because I think the entire population of the United States is like 30 some million.
So that's more than the more, whole United States.
Yeah.
Oh my
I think
gosh.
So. Hold let's on, see, let me double see, check.
Yeah.
Hold on.
We were totally wrong.
Okay, I lied. That's only 10% of the United States. The entire,
but that's still a lot.
The entire population is 328 million. Okay, so anyways, but it's still a lot.
Yeah.
Like, and I do think that they're underestimating how many people, because maybe that's just the active K-pop stands that they can measure.
And you have to remember that there's a bunch of K-pop stands, like, let's say someone stands EXO or something. They might also, like, kind of stand BTS, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, there's also fans who aren't super fans who still just like their music and just like watching videos of them who are fans, you know what I mean?
I just think it's so funny that, like, security specialists are like,
be careful.
Watch out for ARMY because if they wanted to, like, they could, like, cripple like economies or or like platforms or the internet or whatever they wanted to do. Okay, so that's what I want to talk about. Just the power of numbers, the strength of ARMY, and how diverse we are. And how that's a great thing.
And that's
a great
so
thing.
That's just so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really awesome.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. And next time is what?
Is the 100th episode.
Okay, So stay tuned, turn those notifications on, and we'll have something super great planned.
Super fun.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.